Welcome to another City Gate Atlanta teaching. As an apostolic training and equipping center, it's our desire to empower you to fulfill your God-given destiny with tools like this teaching. For more information about City Gate Atlanta and our resources, go to citygateatlanta.org.
It is so good to be back with you all. Oh, we have missed you so much. But yet you guys have been so near to us. Just your outpouring of love and prayers and cards and good food. You've taken good care of us. And even though we've been apart, you've been with us. Sometimes just dropping food on our doorstep, ringing the bell or texting, we're here, food's here, and dashing back off to your cars and away from a distance. But it was good. Your prayers were very near and very sustaining and means a lot to us. We're not through all of this yet. We're still going through, still need your prayers. There's stuff still going on, very active. And but Dick and I did just want to testify to thank you for your body ministry and your love to us. We never felt alone. We felt connected to you the whole time that we were away. And so God taught us a lot. He did a deep work in us. You know, We've had a lot of trauma, and I lost my mother, as you know, and then COVID went through the family, and at the same time of losing mother, the COVID didn't have a chance to grieve, really, but it was okay. And then Dick's mother took a fall and just a very fast decline after that. And then things are still happening in our family. Still going on. But before all of this boom, 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 I got up one Thursday morning and I had this strong feeling that I need a word for what I'm going to face today. And I said, Lord, would you give me a word for what I'm going to face today? I didn't know that it was going to be, and the next day, 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 and still today. The word he gave me, I have it right here, but let me turn. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to his name, O Most High. I will declare his loving kindness in the morning and his faithfulness every night. So that day began Mom's active transition into dying. And that day began my having to make some decisions. That was a Thursday until Monday night, getting close to midnight when she passed. I had to make the decision when to give the morphine, when to determine what was her pain level. I knew if I do it too soon, I may shut down all her functions too soon. I got to gauge and guess what she's going through, what she needs. She can't tell me. She has dementia. She can't tell me what she needs. So that was difficult, but I saw God's loving kindness that day in helping me with those decisions and helping me with mother because both our mothers passed away at home. And we were their caregivers, and Ashley. Ashley went through this with us. And so I just found that each day as things were happening, I was determined it is good to praise the Lord. It is good to praise his name. It is good to give him thanks no matter what I'm going through. And to see his loving kindness in what I'm going through. And my eyesight shifted from the circumstances to seeing the loving kindness of the Lord in what I was going through. And at the end of the day, having seen it, I could declare, God, you were faithful today. You helped me do things that I didn't think I could do. And we don't know what's in us until we go through. But because we're looking to the Lord, he gives us what we need to help us go through it. And that's the thing I think that's coming with this outpouring of Holy, fresh outpouring of Holy Spirit, to enable us to do what we can't imagine that we would ever be able to do. It's his empowering. I'm going to look over a few notes I jotted down. I hadn't had much time. I knew I wanted to testify. But as I said, things are still ongoing. So there were still phone calls in Texas and still arrangements trying to be made and still things going on, and even in other areas. So a couple of things. I was reading when all of this began happening. I was reading Rachel Schaefer's book, Expect God. Rachel Schaefer is Tim Sheets's daughter. And she went through things. And as I read, a couple of things that really spoke to me and I have seen worked into me during this time. I just got to find my notes. Okay. When we are in covenant relationship with the Lord, our steps are ordered and ordained by him. And then the other thing that spoke to me, remember, you are braver than you believe. And you are stronger than you seem. And you are smarter than you think. And do you know where that came from? Pooh's Great Adventure. I would just say this. As if all of this wasn't enough. We got a phone call night before last. Late night phone call that our grandson was in a head-on collision. So he is in the hospital. Do pray for him. Okay. And that night, we had to wait, was it 2 hours? It seemed like eternity, until they had done all the scans, and we found out, is he even going to survive? Is he going to make it? He was ejected out of the truck through the passenger window. And so my language went to a new level that we were talking about, you know, our new language, our prayer language, our declaring language, our seeing God exalted, our Most High God language. And so for those 2 hours, that constant prayer going and declarations and scripture and just declaring scripture and declaring God's greatness and his sovereignty. And so 2 hours later, then scans all came back clear. No brain injury, no neck or spinal injury. Glory to God, glory to God. So. But he's still looking at a long recovery, a long painful recovery. So, but God's loving kindness and God's faithfulness is going to help him through this. He's got the victory. He's going to get the victory on a day by day basis. And I think that's one. The other thing I did want to point out that I learned. When God gave me that verse about and declaring his loving kindness in the morning and his faithfulness each night. And the Lord emphasized to me and taught me one day at a time, day by day. And each day, each morning, declare his loving kindness. And in the end of the day, I could say I saw his faithfulness day by day. And so Dick is going to, when he talks to you, he's going to talk more about that. And God was speaking the same things to him. And but I do want to end with this scripture that, before the scripture. Also, a few days ago, I was getting another bout of vertigo. And God is keeping me focused, and he's keeping me on this day by day, and my perspective, and my exalting him, and my kingdom language. And then I got some information that says, you need to consider this, and this, and this, and now these are, and you need to consider this. These were all medical things, and true according to facts, not necessarily God's higher truth. So, but looking at the medical facts, I began to get a little unfocused. And Apostle Jackie sent me word, stay in faith. And I was like, oh, yes. That's what, and I wondered if this vertigo, I'm like, Lord, am I getting unfocused? Am I starting to lose my focus? And it was a warning. Stay in faith. And so it helped me immediately get back into faith, back and regain my focus. Barefoot, and I've walked this ever since Rose and Kevin Shambrook was here, and Kevin preached on, when the dogs are barking, keep the wagons moving. So when you're in that wagon train, you've got a destination. You've got a target, a destination. Keep your eyes on the target, your eyes on the destination. That's what you do when you're in rehab for vertigo. You have to have your target and stay focused on your target. And I went through a lot of training to stay focused on my target. And I realized, now whenever I find those, I'm in those vertigo episodes, I got to find my target. I got to find my target and get refocused. And I wanted to mention that for us. We have a target. Okay, and we're keeping our eyes on Jesus. This is our target, Hebrews 12 and 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
Okay, so he just told me I can stay here all night. And I could. And thank you to all of you, because as Kathy said, your prayers and support are a big part of why we have this testimony. Because, you know, a lot of people ask, why do bad things happen to good people? And why do bad things keep happening and keep happening and keep happening? Well, We live in a fallen world. Sometimes it's just a direct work of the enemy. Sometimes it's a result of sin in somebody else's life, and I just happen to be in the way. Sometimes it's sin in my family line, somebody else's sin I didn't even know about. Sometimes it's my own sin that opened the door. So things happen, but you know, then what do we do with that? And I'll talk about that in a minute. You know, I was, you know, reading, you know, in Paul, you read in 2 Corinthians, he goes through a list of things that happened to him, and you're like, I can't even relate to that. You know? I mean, shipwrecks and whipped 39 times, multiple times, and beatings, and, you know. And he said this, he said in 2 Corinthians 11, he says, I'm afraid that as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, your minds will be led astray from the simplicity and the purity of devotion to Christ. The simplicity and the purity of devotion to Christ. No matter what's going on, our prayer is that we don't be led astray from the simplicity and the purity of devotion to Christ. And that purity, I think as we heard, we were listening on the live streams too, some of that's from the fire. We go through the fire. But after all of that, Paul went through, you know, in 2 Corinthians 11 and 12, he gives that whole list. And then also the thorn in the flesh. But then God says, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. My grace is sufficient for you. I like the NASB, this translation of it. I'd always heard my strength is made perfect in weakness, but power is perfected in weakness. So when I can't do it, his power is perfected in me. Yes. Yes. So, you know, and through all of that, Paul knew God's faithfulness. And compared to all of that, I have a momentary light affliction. Everything I've been through is just a momentary light affliction that is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison. An eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. What is seen is temporal. What is not seen is eternal. That's for the generations to come. Some of what we go through is to dig a well for the generations to come. You know, when you go through the valley of Baca, make it a well. There's people coming after you on that same wilderness road. They need that well. So make it a well. That's eternal. So, you know, what's been going on in us started last April. I mean, Kathy went in for a minor surgery, some of you might remember, which turned into a major thing. She was in the hospital for 9 days and came out with all kinds of, it just turned our world upside down for most of the summer. You know, we missed most of the Trail of Fire and Glory other than seeing it online. And then, you know, in December, Christmas Day, my uncle wandered off, was gone for 6 hours. And from then until he passed away in April, he was just very disoriented, very difficult. February this year, our grandson had a lot of difficulties, and that was a different story. So as I said, in April, my uncle passed. In May, Kathy fell and broke her foot, which was supposed to be fixed in 6 weeks. And so you can see it's a progressive healing, which also has been a change in our lives that we didn't expect. Then on August 4th, Kathy's mom passed, as she said, and she talked about that. But at that time, we needed help. We've been very careful about not having a lot of people come in to help, but we needed help at that time. And then we all got exposed to COVID. But we all beat it. Amen. Don't believe the fake media. Hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and Z-Pak, in 2 days, my symptoms were gone. I was the only one who really got sick. My mom got a cough. Kathy didn't get any symptoms at all. And she never got sick at all, and she was there. But so we've kind of stayed away for a month just to be on the safe side. But now, 10 days ago, I tested negative again. So I have the antibodies. I'm the safest person you know. If you need a hug, come and see me. So that was one good thing that came out of it. I just don't have to worry about it anymore. I can just go hug everybody. But that was difficult to go through, especially worrying about my mom. And then the day after, the health department said, okay, you guys can come out of quarantine now. You're clear. My mom took a fall in the bathroom. I mean, we knew she had a lot of underlying health issues, and she wasn't talking to her doctor about, because, you know, honestly, if you knew my mother, you knew there was no way she was going to die in a hospital. Just, it wasn't going to happen. And so I would go to the doctor with her, and she wouldn't say anything, so I wouldn't say anything. You know, just that was the way she was. She was a nurse. She knew what was going on. So within a week then from that, well, when she fell, we called in hospice because we thought we're going to need help. So, and we don't have to worry about having people come in now because we've all been exposed. We're all over it. Within a couple of days, she got up one morning. She was just totally unresponsive, and it was like, you know, what's going on? And she would come in and out of being aware, and I was so thankful to Sandra for encouraging me in so many ways, in such a comfort, and all of you were, and I learned to receive comfort. That's important. I mean, when you've been the strong one, when you've been the one who gives comfort, then to learn to receive it. You know, it's hard at first, but it's very good. It's very good. And Sandra was there with me the whole way through, and I appreciate that. But one of the things she really encouraged me to do was to pray out loud with my mom. Pray and help her forgive anybody she needed to forgive. And just play worship music. And then the Lord said, and sing with that worship music to her. And I thought, I can't do that. But I could, because his grace is sufficient. Grace and peace is multiplied when we're going through what we thought we couldn't go through. I wish I could tell you everything that happened, but it was day and night, day and night, day and night. Just seemed like one day ran into the next. It was, and everybody would say, well, I think she's going to pass tonight. Well, that was Wednesday. She died last Sunday at 2:22 in the afternoon. And Jackie said, of course she did. But, you know, the Lord wanted me to sing. And it was only his grace that enabled me. And I thought nobody could hear me. I was in her room with her. And Kathy told me later, she said, the whole house was filled with his peace as you sang those old hymns to your mother. And then that gave me the grace to do each day and each night all the things that needed to be done. It wasn't easy. It was not something I thought I could do. But I didn't think I could take care of Kathy when she had her surgery either, and I learned to do that. His grace is multiplied. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ. And then when I had the Spotify playing the song, then the song came up, His Eyes on the Sparrow, and I thought, I can't sing that. And God said, yes, you can. And I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow. And I know he watches me, but I could sing that clear and strong. I can't sing it now. But for her, I could sing it clear and strong. That was probably the most anointed of all the songs I sang for her. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. But, and I just want to share all this with you so you understand. Neither of our mothers had a fear of death. As Christians, we should not fear death. I know sometimes Christians are, but we don't fear death. And somebody said, well, did she just give up? I said, no, she just let go. And when she was alert on Wednesday of last week, she took my hand and looked me in the eye with a very determined look. And when I told my sister and my brother about that, they said, oh yeah, we know that look. And didn't say a word, but I knew what she was saying. She was saying, don't put me in the hospital. You're going to have to do this. And I said, yes, I'll be here every day. We're going to do this. I'm going to let go, and you can let go. It's all right. And we just kept playing the worship music, and I just kept singing to her and stroking her hair. When I'd leave the room, I would tell her I'm going to leave the room, because sometimes I just had to go outside and get fresh air. But his grace, each day, each thing I had to do, it was his grace. I couldn't do it, but his grace. And that last Sunday when she passed, the song that was on, it happened to be the Celtic version of the blessing. So it would be in Celtic, and then it would be in English. And I'd be singing along with the English part. I don't really know it that well. I can't sing it. But she took her last breath during this part of the song. May his favor be upon you and 1,000 generations and your family and your children and their children and their children. May his presence go before you and behind you and beside you, all around you and within you. He is with you. He is with you. He is for you. He is for you. And then that just keeps repeating, amen, amen. And that's when she took her last breath during that part of that song. And, you know, but like Kathy said, but the difficulties didn't end there. You know, a few days later, one of our sons got positive for COVID. I mean, we had all tested negative by then. We were all out of it. And then a husband of a niece died in his sleep, or the ex-husband of a niece. Friday night, like Kathy said, just after midnight, we got a call in the middle of the night, 7 years to the day from the day we got that midnight call about our daughter being killed in a motorcycle accident. 7 years to the day. Her son, our grandson, was in a head-on wreck. But God, you know, as Kathy said, the way we prayed, and after about 2 hours, I just felt a release. I got up. I got ready for bed, and by the time my head hit the pillow, the phone rang and said he was okay. But that's God, his grace. So why do good things happen? Why do bad things happen to good people? I don't know, other than we live in a fallen world. But God's grace. But when bad things happen, and I've taken all your time, we face a serious choice. Like Kathy said, who are we going to believe? Are we going to believe what the enemy says is the facts and that's the truth? Or are we going to believe what God says about the situation and our circumstances, that we will prevail, that his grace is sufficient? We will go through this. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. So we have to choose in those times of weakness. Am I going to listen to the voice of God and receive strength and receive comfort and receive encouragement? Am I going to connect with the body and say, I can't do this? And they'll say, yes, you can. Stay focused. Pray. Pray worship music. Sing. And then we can do it. Or will we withdraw and try to figure it all out ourselves like an orphan? And shake our fist at God and say, I thought you loved me. How often do we tend to let our mind go that way? We need his grace to enable us to go through it all and not look for a false hope of somehow somebody's going to come in and change all my circumstances and this is going to end. But through it all. I love that old song, Through It All. I learned to trust in Jesus. I learned to trust in God. I learned to depend upon his word. So 2 Peter 1:2, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
So what did you hear? Joy in the midst of it. What else did you hear? God's faithfulness and goodness, grace. What else did you hear? Strength, unfailing love. Anything else? Persevere. Persevere through it, right? You persevere through it. The presence of the Holy Spirit. When we are weak, He is strong. Amen. That's really good. He is faithful. He is trustworthy. He gives us everything that we need. He asks us to praise Him no matter what's going on, right? Now, what did you hear from Kathy and Richard about their mothers? No fear for death? Anything else? Trust? It sounded like to me that just listening to Richard that his mother was looking for another place, wasn't she? Yeah? Yeah. And those of you that are mothers, you know that when you look your child in the eye, they know what you're saying, right? You've all been children, and you've always gotten that look from the mom. You can do this. You're strong. God's got you. Right? But how lovely that Kathy and Richard were able to honor their mothers like that. Can you think of the selfishness of having your uncle live with you and two mothers living with you and that you lay down your life to take care of those that are older? They were all in their 90s. They had lived a good life, right? Amazing, amazing. Well, tonight we were going to look at the names of the Holy Spirit. And so what we're going to do right now is just one scripture, and then we're going to pray. Okay? And the one scripture that I received, Ephesians is my favorite book out of the whole Bible, it seems like. It's the first one I really digested and studied and wrote notes on and gained a lot. But as I was reading this morning, I was sharing with Winston the scripture, and it's Ephesians 3:20-21 in the Message. God can do anything, you know, for more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. He does it not by pushing us around, but by working within us, His Spirit deeply and gently within us. Glory to God. In the church, glory to God, the Messiah, in the Messiah, in Jesus, glory down all the generations. We heard that, didn't we? From generation to generation. Glory through all millennium. Oh, yes. So we glorify God, but the thing that really stuck out to me was He does it not by pushing us around. Now, when you heard Richard and Kathy tell their story of what God was doing in them, you didn't hear anything about God pushing them around, the Holy Spirit pushing them around, did you? But by working within us, His Spirit deeply and gently within us. So we know that the Holy Spirit is there to work within us, to help us, to be our helper, to be our comforter, to be the one that comes alongside us, right? That's our Holy Spirit. That is the Lord God Almighty. And so from that testimony from Kathy and Richard, we see and have gleaned a lot about the Holy Spirit working within them. And it was hard what they went through. They were wondering some days, am I going to make it? Will I have the strength? Lord, I'm tired. But they praised the Lord, and the Holy Spirit empowered them to come forth out of all the trials and the circumstances they were in. They went through it, right? And as we heard just a little bit about their daughter who was killed 7 years ago, and on the same day, 7 years later, her son, Stephen, the grandson, was in a car accident. Well, it was a truck, but it was still him being thrown out through the window and having compound fracture in both of his legs. Now, this child is, what, 18 years old? So let's pray for him. Let's pray for a speedy recovery. Let's pray for the Lord to accelerate him and to grab hold of him for the purpose of the Lord and for the destiny that's on that child. This is enough for that family. It has to stop now. And let's see the reverse, and let's start seeing the Lord come with the blessings. May the Lord bless you and keep you and cause His face to shine you for 1,000 generations. Amen? Thank you, Lord.
Richard and Kathy, I'm reminded of a psalm that's been strength to padded myself, Psalm 46. And I love the Passion Translation. God, you're such a safe and powerful place to find refuge. I like that. A safe place for refuge and a powerful place for refuge. You don't think of a refuge being powerful, but you're hiding in power. You're a proven help in time of trouble. You found that out. You experienced it. More than enough, always available whenever I need you. You experienced that. So we'll never fear. You never did. You had trials and tribulations, but you never feared. Even if every structure of support were to crumble away, praise God, the more that happened, the more City Gate got stronger for you. We will not fear even when the earth quakes and shakes. I know it felt like that sometimes. Uncle Donald being lost 6 hours on Christmas probably felt like the earth was quaking and shaking. Moving mountains, casting them into the sea. For the raging roar of stormy winds and crashing waves cannot erode our faith in you. We all watched as your faith was never eroded. God has a constantly flowing river whose sparkling streams bring joy and delight to his people. His river flows right through the city of God Most High into his holy dwelling places. You partook of that river. God is in the midst of the city, of his city, secure and never shaken. It's good to know, no matter what we're going through, God is secure and never shaken. At daybreak, his help will be seen with the appearing of the dawn. When the nations are in uproar with their tottering kingdoms, God simply raises his voice. The earth begins to disintegrate before him. Here he comes, the commander, the Lord, the mighty Lord of angel armies is on our side. The God of Jacob fights for us. God is on your side. Everyone look, come and see the breathtaking wonders of our God. For he brings both ruin and revival. He's the one who makes conflicts end throughout the earth, breaking and burning every weapon of war. Surrender your anxiety. Richard and Kathy, you were able to surrender your anxiety and tap into the Lord, into the Holy Spirit. Be silent and stop your striving. You will see that I am God. I like that in the King James, be still and know that I am God. Just knowing he's God is refreshing. I'm going through turmoil. Slow down, stop. Thank you, Randy, Beverly. Just be still and know he's God. He's for you. He's with you. Be silent. Stop your striving. You will see that I'm God. Requires us to stop striving. I am the God above all the nations, and I will be exalted throughout the whole earth. Here he stands, the commander, the mighty Lord of angel armies is on our side. The God of Jacob fights for us. Thank you. Modern technology is a wonder till it does its thing. So be still, Richard and Kathy, and know he's God. He's with you. He's a safe, powerful place of refuge. And we pray that you'll go through grieving with Holy Spirit in the right God-given way that he intended us to grieve. You'll rejoice in the joy Uncle Donald brought to your life, that your mom brought and your mom brought. You can celebrate the good things of their life. the victories, the joy of the Lord, that you can celebrate what God's done through them in your life and celebrate who God is. Because of Jesus Christ, they live. They're not here where we can touch them, but they're living a more real life than we're living. They're in that great cloud of witness. They're the ones saying, come on, Richard. Come on, Kathy. Come on, Ashley. I'm beholding him face to face, and you can make it. You can press in. Be still. Quit striving and know he's God. It was all in his timing. May the God of all comfort comfort your hearts. May he be real to you. May he surround you with his glory and strength and be that ever-present help in trouble, to be there when you need him. As life begins to get back to normal, whatever normal is, because it'll be different. You won't have the residents to care for. You won't have aides coming and going. Lean on him. He's a very present help. Not just in trouble, but as days are upheaval, as things change, he's there for you. He's there with you. You've given us all a bright, vivid, firsthand lesson of walking day by day, hand in hand with Jesus, to know him and his glory and his strength. And we thank you for it. Now may he comfort you, be real to you, and cause his face to shine upon you. We thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing in Richard, Kathy, and Ashley. We pray healing for Stephen. A recovery so rapid, the doctors will say, we don't know what happened. But he's well. He's whole. We thank you for miracles. We thank you for the perseverance, the grabbing hold of commitment to family that we've learned through Richard and Kathy. And we thank you for your reality to them. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we were going to continue Jackie's lesson on names of Holy Spirit, but we've gotten to hear the reality of Holy Spirit in our life today. So Jackie will pick up again next week with the names of Holy Spirit. Have a blessed week and come love on Richard and Kathy. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the City Gate Atlanta teaching. We hope you were encouraged, exhorted, and equipped. For more information about City Gate Atlanta, our resources, or upcoming conferences and events, go to citygateatlanta.org.